Yesterday, the Florida Public Service Commission made it easier for people to produce their own power at home and feed it into the electricity grid. The commission approved rule changes for net metering, which means that the power company will give credit to customers with extra solar or wind generating capacity for the electricity they share. Gwen Rose is the deputy director of Vote Solar.
Yesterday, that's Tuesday the 18th, the commission voted on whether or not to adopt rules for net metering and interconnection. And these rules are really foundational for any solar industry. There's basically not a single state where there are no good, strong net metering or interconnection rules where a market has been able to build.
If you could tell our listeners what net metering is and what interconnection is and why those are important.
Sure. Okay, well, net metering is essentially, it's a rule that allows an electric customer to use the grid almost as an energy storage device by accounting for net energy used. So during times when the customer is generating more power than they're consuming in any given moment, that power goes into the grid and that customer gets a credit for it. That credit can then be used later, like at night when the sun's not shining, or in winter when the system isn't producing as much power. So essentially net metering makes systems more cost-effective. Our calculations generally show that it makes a system about 25% more cost-effective than without net metering. And then interconnection rules are really just the legal and technical framework for determining how you connect with the grid. It basically just assures that the grid continues to operate safely and reliably while you're connected to it.
As far as buyback rates, there's wholesale rates and there's retail rates. What did we get here in Florida, and is that the best we could do?
What you got in Florida is retail rate credit. The way we think about it is you get a one-for-one kilowatt-hour swap. So you generate a kilowatt-hour, you send it in the grid, you get to use that exact same kilowatt-hour value later on. So that is what's available in Florida. Within the month, you get a retail rate credit, and those retail rate credits can be rolled forward from month to month for up to 1 year. At the end of the year, if you have any extra credits, the utility pays you at a wholesale rate. Now, some people might argue whether or not that's a good or a bad thing. We would actually say that that's a bonus. In a lot of states like California, which has the most solar installed in the U.S., if you have excess power at the end of the year, it's a donation to the utility. So you're actually getting paid in Florida for excess power, but at wholesale rates. So you get retail rate credits up to a year. So essentially it helps you offset your energy use. If you want to zero out your energy use, you can do that economically in Florida.
And when does this go into effect? Does it have to be brought up by the state legislature?
That's a good question, actually, because the rules were adopted yesterday. There's a period of time where I think there can be comments or protest, and that will determine, I think, when these rules ultimately get adopted. I think they'll be finalized, I believe, between February and March.
And how would you compare the rules in Florida to some of the better other states?
Well, go really think about it. We worked with an organization called the Network for New Energy Choices, and they developed a grading system for net metering and interconnection rules. There are five states in the U.S. that have an A. And Florida, I don't think we've done a formal grading yet, but Florida would be an A for net metering. So it's up in the, it's one of the top rules. On the interconnection side, it's pretty hard to get an A. In fact, there's no state that has an A in interconnection. There are two states that have B's. And I think Florida would probably get a C. There's a lot of rules that still need to be determined or there's a lot that, needs to be figured out to see whether or not those rules are really going to work well. But the principles and the concepts are there. Well, I think it's an exciting first step. You know, Governor Crist, in his executive order, requested that rules be created for net metering and interconnection. And he requested for rules for up to 1 megawatt. These rules actually go to 2 megawatts, which is what we're seeing in states like Colorado and New Jersey that have really strong policies for encouraging solar. So I think Florida has just taken a really major step to opening up markets for solar. So it's pretty exciting.
That was Gwen Rose, the deputy director of Vote Solar, speaking with WMNF today about yesterday's Florida Public Service Commission decision to approve rule changes for net metering. October was a record-setting month for the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority, or PSTA, with an all-time high of over 1,056,000 rides taken on agency buses. That number breaks the previous monthly ridership set in August of this year by more than 38,000. PSTA officials attribute the gains to a combination of factors, most notably the recent increase in bus service throughout Pinellas County. Other factors include higher fuel prices and the recent return of seasonal residents.